Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Surah Ar-Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the one who has sent down to us his noble book. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this Quran is a book we have revealed, which is blessed. So follow it and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Indeed, the Surah Ar-Rahman is from the most precious of the chapters or surahs within the Quran. It was revealed in Medina al-Munawwara and contains within it the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, that indicates his all-encompassing mercy. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah at the outset by mentioning this attribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, 'allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, 'allamahu al-bayan. The most merciful, he taught the Qur'an, created man, and taught him eloquence. In beginning Surah Ar-Rahman in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that his mercy is at the very center of his revelation, and that it is through such mercy that the facilitation of the understanding of the revelation occurs. For this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this gift includes the very fact that he has created human beings and he has taught them. And this teaching implies that they have the ability to learn and to articulate what it is that they have learnt, which includes the ability to acquire and convey knowledge. Following on from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Ar-Rahman of his omnipotent power, and this includes his power over celestial bodies such as the sun and the moon, which he has set to orbit with precise calculations. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانٍ. The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And so recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's omnipotence entails that we come to show submission and thankfulness to him for that. And this also entails that we be cognizant of the way he has facilitated the earth for his creation, including us, and that he has spread on the earth a variety of good things, such as an assortment of fruits, as well as palm trees and plants and various forms of livestock. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالرَّيْحَانِ. And the earth he has laid out for the creatures, and therein is fruit and palm trees having sheaths of dates, and grain having husks and scented plants. Brothers and sisters, how many are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? And it is to remind us of these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman mentions a few, and then says, which of these blessings do you deny? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that we are constantly partaking in blessings, and the only thing that prevents us from realizing this are the veils that cover our hearts. And so the one who succeeds is the one who attains unto a contentment whereby he's cognizant of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And as a result, he acts in a way of ihsan, which is a way of spiritual excellence and beautiful conduct. And here is the amazing thing. For whosoever acts in the way of Ihsan only reaps Ihsan in return, for this is the cycle of goodness, that anyone who does goodness shall have goodness done unto them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْأَحْسَانِ. Is not the reward for good anything but good? So, brothers and sisters, whomsoever holds firm unto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who adheres to piety and taqwa, and who adheres to the way of ihsan, being people of beautiful character, being people who help the creation, who make things easy for them, and who relieve their distress, always being part of the solution, never being part of the problem, then such people can only hope to be those who are ultimately successful. And this success requires that they attain unto a way of khashya, reverential awe and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that they ultimately succeed in attaining unto Jannah, paradise. But it's not just one paradise, it's Jannatan, these two gardens of paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for such people when he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. But for he who has feared the position of his Lord, there are two gardens. About these two gardens, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that there will be two paradises of silver, and all the utensils of whatsoever therein will be of silver, just as there will be two paradises of gold, and all the utensils and whatsoever therein will be of gold. And in this is a reference to the beautification of Jannah. The Jannatu Zakharif, this beautification of Jannah, but beyond this outward beautification, there is the inward beautification of what Jannah signifies, the Jannatu Ma'arif, this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, Surah Ar-Rahman, as we mentioned, began with the name of Ar-Rahman. And then it proceeded to discuss the various manifestations of His mercy, detailing the wonders of His creation and His omnipotent power. The surah concludes by praising this generous divine attribute and mentioning this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكُ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Blessed is the name of your Lord, the one, the owner of majesty and honor. And so this particular way of referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jalali wal Ikram, is one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to hold fast to, especially the name of Allah al Jalil in our supplications. He said we should refer to this. He said, be constant in your supplication with what? With the phrase Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, O possessor of majesty and honor. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jalali wal-Ikram, the possessor of majesty and honor, that He perfect for us our way, that He make us of those who are grateful, that He make us of those who are ahsan, that He make us of those who are obedient to Him and obedient to the way of following His messenger, and that we make us of those who are prepared and ready for the oncoming month of Ramadan in the best of states, so that we can reap the many gifts and forgiveness that awaits us for those who truly are ready to take advantage of this blessed month. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi.